The estate of Richard Siski goes to auction today. The late Charlotte businessman committed suicide in his prominent South Park mansion last December, days after the FBI concluded he was running a Ponzi scheme. WFAE's Nick Delacanal reports.
The items for sale today include 22 pieces of fine jewelry, 11 luxury automobiles, 46 guitars, 39 of them signed, 238 pieces of furniture, 14 paintings, 32 sculptures, a baby grand piano, and hundreds of other lamps, urns, and curios. The items are currently tagged and resting inside Siski's large brick mansion set behind a sprawling green lawn at the corner of Sharon Road and Sharon Lane. It's where Siski killed himself after the FBI determined he was taking money from his investors and using it to gamble at casinos or buy his wife expensive jewelry. Today's auction is being run by two auction houses, which have teamed up to handle the estate. Those are Iron Horse Auctions and Leland Little Auctions, which is a WFAE underwriter. The proceeds from today's sales will go toward repaying Siski's investors and creditors. An estimated $40 to $50 million is owed. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal in Charlotte.